All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, earlier this week saw the National Football League implement a new policy in regards to the national anthem. Now, of course, this all came about starting back in 2016 when former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick decided to take a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality for the killings and beatings of unarmed black men and women in the United States. Now, since that time, there have been several players who took the knee alongside Kaepernick. There were other players who decided to use other avenues to voice their displeasure over everything. But this has been a very hot topic around the NFL and around the country since that time. Of course, there really weren't a lot of players who were taking the knee. But then last year, during a rally when President Donald Trump made his infamous comments when he referred to NFL players as sons of bitches, a lot of players around the league were like, you know what? Well, we're going to get on board with this now. And, you know, we saw more and more players take the knee. Now, it dwindled down throughout the season, and there really weren't too many players taking the knee towards the end of the 2017 NFL campaign. But even when it first started with Kaepernick back in 2016, it was a situation that you knew that the NFL owners were not, and I repeat, not going to allow the players to continue doing this. Why? Because they're looking at it from their pocket. And you're talking about a group of billionaires. They're not going to have anything that is going to quote unquote interrupt business, as for them, it's all about their bottom line. Now, on this topic, we've seen some common ground between the owners and players as far as players meeting with owners and, you know, expressing their concerns. You had owners expressing their concerns to players as well, and it looked like there was some common ground going forth. Of course, earlier this year, we saw NFL owners pledge $89 million to the Players Coalition, which is led up by Philadelphia Eagles defensive back Malcolm Jenkins. And I know that there are plenty of people out there that just deem that as quote unquote hush money, because the owners want the players to be standing for the national anthem. Now, in the league's new edict, players are going to have the option to either stay in the locker room during the anthem or be on the field. However, if players are on the field, they are expected to stand for the anthem. Now, this situation, it has not been good for the NFL from day one, and it's not going to get better. And I think in the NFL stance in this whole thing, it has made it a little bit worse, because granted, the owners do have the power to do what they did, which is implement this as far as league policy. But, you know, from the players' standpoint, they felt like they were, you know, making common ground with the owners. And the owners have said, you know what, this is how we're going to do it. So you already have a relationship between the players and owners, which is not that great. And that situation just went out there and got a little bit worse. Now, for a lot of people, it was all about the language that Roger Goodell used in his statement regarding this, regarding the issue. And, you know, the word standing for respect or respecting the anthem and the flag, you know, are things that were used. And for a lot of people, the national anthem means different things, obviously. It's also a situation for the National Football League where they're just trying to clean up things on a PR aspect, but they never will, because you have a league which is shunned away Colin Kaepernick for peacefully protesting. But this is the same league that has consistently turned around and reopened their doors to rapists, to murderers, and women beaters. So you're going to have a part of your quote unquote crowd that is really going to turn you off from this. And I mean, you had a lot of black fans or some black fans that saw the treatment of Colin Kaepernick and they were like, you know what, we're automatically turned off. Now you're going to have more people who are turned off. Then you're going to have that part of your fan base which was turned off because they felt that the players were showing disrespect to the flag and the military in the first place. And honestly, I don't see them coming back. I've said it before and I'll say it again for a variety of situations that the NFL is a dying breed. The quality of product is not there like it was before. The majority of your best quarterbacks are the age of 30 and above. And of course, this whole thing with the anthem right now is not making it better. And the owner's stance on things didn't make it better. It's not going to get any better when the season rolls around, because I guarantee you there are going to be some players that push the button that will be out on the field and they will attempt to take a knee. There's also going to be players who are going to decide to stand in the locker room. And there are also going to be players, or teams rather, as a whole, that decide to play to remain in the locker room. But, you know, from the National Football League standpoint, they're trying to push patriotism. And, you know, pushing patriotism on somebody that does not want to be patriotic, you know, for the most part, it's not going to end well for them. And yes, I know that other sports leagues, a la the NBA, you know, do require their players to stand. And this has been a policy, especially with the NBA, that's been in place for more than two decades now. But for the NBA's aspect, aside from that, Commissioner Adam Silver and the players really appear to be on the same page for so many different levels. And he's going out there and, you know, encouraged his players to go out there and, you know, express their views on social platforms. And I know that there are going to be people out there that just want athletes to stick to sports. It never has been the case, and it never will be the case, because athletes, they have power, they have cachet behind them, and for a lot of avenues, they are a voice of the voiceless. And I think we are seeing that more and more right now with professional athletes. It's the first time in a long time that we've been able to say that. And I think, you know, guys are using their platforms and they're saying, you know what, we don't care about the endorsements anymore. We're going out there because we want to affect change, and a change of a positive way for everybody. You know, of course, getting back to Colin Kaepernick with the national anthem, he exercised his First Amendment right, to go out there and peacefully protest. And I know that there are going to be people that were upset about that. There are going to be people that will continue to be upset about that. And like I said, when he first took that stance, that you probably never see Kaepernick in the NFL once that season finished. And of course, that is a case. And I doubt that you ever will see him again. But, you know, this was a quote unquote dying issue in the NFL. They just opened it up. And this is going to be a PR nightmare for them. And I mean, I don't see how they get around this. Like I said, I'm sure that there are going to be players that push the envelope on this matter. And it's just going to be interesting to see how the owners react. I know that there are people who are saying, well, then, you know, what if the players just decide to strike or, you know, not go along with it? The owners know that a lot of these players who are in the NFL are living paycheck to paycheck. And because the owners know that, they adopt a my way or the highway philosophy. And they're never going to see the players on their level, because you're talking about billionaires talking to millionaires. And in a lot of cases, you have billionaires talking to thousandaires. So they're never going to allow the players to get on that level. And I mean, let's be realistic. A group of 32 or 33 white owners is not going to allow a league which is mainly the majority of the participants are African American. They're not going to allow them to dictate to them as far as how things are going to go. And even on an even grander scale, you look at these billionaires that are owners of these teams. they didn't get to that status by backing down and not getting their way. And we know how these owners feel. Some of them have really expressed their views. So this is going to be a tough battle coming down the stretch between both sides. And it's not going to end well for either side, because like I've said before, and I'll say it again, the NFL is simply a dying sport. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.